It is the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning. It is a Monday Music Marathon. You can call the show 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. And we're going to get to Murder Monday in just one second. We're going to be talking about John Walsh from America's Most Wanted. I'm really excited to hear what you got for that, Alex. But today is kind of a cool day. It's a very exciting day.
It's a historical day for us.
It is. We've got some big news. Yes, we're still here. They haven't fired us. But if you already listen to the Joe and Alex Show, you can hear us weekday mornings on Radio Now 100.9 in Indianapolis, Indiana. But today we're actually broadcasting live from Houston on Radio Now, 92.1. So this is exciting. We actually are in two markets now. We're still going to be based in Indianapolis. We're just here, you know, they're going to kind of like where you kiss babies and shake hands, or what is that? What did they say?
Yeah, today we're just helping launch the show in Houston, and then we'll be back to broadcasting live from Indy. But then if you're in Houston ever, then you can hear us here too, which is very exciting.
Yeah, that's like I said, you can be part of the show. You can give us a call at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. If you're like, wow, they sound so hot and attractive, I wonder what they look like.
Well, don't get your hopes up.
Yeah, exactly. Alex and Liv are the only decent ones. Well, actually, Pork Chop's pretty good. I'm the ugly one on the show.
Thank you.
But our website's joeandalexshow.com. And on Twitter and Instagram, you can follow us. It's at Joe and Alex Show.
We feel very, very humbled and very blessed that you seem to love the show so much that we get to grow and expand and start moving into other cities across the United States. This is extremely exciting. I've never been a part of anything like this in my radio career. Joe's dabbled in it a little bit, but
I got fired. Yeah,
we're just so excited to extend the Joe and Alex Show family to Houston and for you to be a part of this big thing that we've got going on.
You said that we're growing and expanding, but I don't think Joe needs to do any more growing.
Oh, Alex is like, yeah, now that we're in Houston and we're in Texas, you have to go up and you have to be like, no, everything's bigger in Texas.
I told Joe that if he does
I'm tired of being fat shamed, dang it.
I said if he does not post a picture of himself here in Houston and say, they said everything was bigger in Texas, I'm going to be thoroughly disappointed. He has to do that. But oh my gosh, so we had to fly together. We've never flown as a show.
Are we going to talk about this right now? Because
this thing is
okay.
We had to fly yesterday together for the very first time going on a trip like this. We've never done it. And we had an interesting time, to say the least. First of all, just please take a guess. If you had to guess who on the show would be told to be quiet on a flight,
Alex.
On the show would it be? No.
All day, hey, Alex, please be quiet.
It's
right?
Not me.
Oh, no.
You might think that it would be me, but no. Please let everyone know who was told to shush.
This sweet old lady who was borderline probably already dead, you know what I mean? She had that dead smell on her.
Oh, my God.
I love old people. I love my grandma. But my grandma's not as, you know, kind of as this lady was. No, we're sitting there. The pilot comes. This is a whole story, everything. One of the pilots come back, like the co-pilot, and I'm like, is this just a guy like wearing a Halloween costume? Is this our pilot? He's talking. And then so we start getting louder. We're like, okay. And this lady turns and she goes, shh, let's use our inside voices. So I'm a 400-pound dude, and this little old white-haired, like Betty White wannabe, is looking at me like, shh. Let's use our inside voices. I'm like, we're on a plane.
Yeah, I didn't know a plane was the library or church.
Well, a plane is so loud, you can barely hear yourself talking.
Yeah, the engine's like, going over here, and we're just talking. Also, you know, when you go on a plane, your ear pressure, like the pressurization, whatever the big word is, it's harder to hear sometimes until your ears pop. So I was like, what's that?
The flight also was only supposed to be a little bit over 2 hours, I think, and it ended up being more like
three.
Over three. It was so long because they did some kind of weird detour because of some like weather cloud or something, so it took forever to get here. So, and it was one of those tiny planes too, where, you know, you're real squished up on everybody. It was an old tiny plane. It was miserable. And when we landed and we got into the airport, we get off the plane and a woman comes up to me and says, can you hold my baby for me?
Yeah,
so
that
she
was
go
random.
Get some stuff done.
So
I held
random.
A random baby. You can see a picture of it on my Instagram story at YoAlexRaps with a Z. But it was the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me.
Well, the point of the story is we're good. We're happy. We're here in Houston for how long? Well, hopefully forever, but we're here.
I was going to say, like, I don't know. Are they firing us already?
No, I mean, but we're here broadcasting in
physically.
Houston. Physically.
Oh, we're here Monday and Tuesday, yeah.
And then we're going back to Indianapolis, but you could still catch us right here.
Yeah, and if you don't know everybody on the show, go to joeandalexshow.com. You can meet me. I'm Joe, the big, sexy, fat guy. There's Alex, who's never quiet. There is Liv, the web girl, who does all the web stuff, and she's also on the show. And then producer Pork Chop, trying to make us suck less.